Yes.
I was just thinking that I think sometimes I love him, but I feel like the problem that I have, the biggest block I have, is to take seriously what he said about don't worry, be happy. Because if I don't trust him completely, how could I love him completely? You know, maybe a little bit, but not, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest problem I have. I start worrying about my own faults instead of letting him have them. I start worrying about other people's faults and criticizing. I have a great deal of difficulty just trusting God. That's why I look at you and I envy the Mandali because they trust God so much. There just isn't any question about it, you know.
Acceptance. Our part is to accept then the trust he implants in us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you practice don't worry, be happy?
We don't practice that. But because we leave it to him. We do.
I need to.
We do worry. Means we feel worried, but then that worry is converted into a sort of a concern, and that concern, naturally we offer it to him. As well, you should remain concerned, not we. Yeah. Our minds get pestered with worries. This and that and this and this, all this is there. But then it says, why should we should worry about it all? But then if we don't worry about it, then Baba's work is like that. So what to do? We have to. So we remember, Baba says, worry not, but have concern. So be concerned about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He didn't want us to be foolhardy.
No, I understand the difference.
Yeah. You follow? So he wants us to be totally concerned about everything. Concerned about you, concerned about this, concerned about that, Baba's work and everything. And then remain concerned and leave the rest to him. What he has implied by, he has told us, what he has implied by being this particular message of his, don't worry, be happy, is, it's not an injunction on your part never to worry. How is it possible? We are filled with worries, you know. But what he is saying is, don't worry, be happy. This is how he would put it. Don't worry, be happy. Why does he say it? Because he is the creator. He is the author of creation. He has written the script and he knows the very end of it. We get ourselves so involved while going through the script that we get attached and feel so concerned about this person and that hero and that villain is there that is troubling the heroine and this and that. All this is there while reading. We get so involved and attached to the very characters over there. And we start worrying about it. Sometimes we weep and cry and this and that. But the one who knows the very end of it says, don't worry, be happy. See how the end result is. The end result is fine. He knows it. That's the reason why he tells us, don't worry, be happy. It's like having written, the author has written the book, he knows the end, what is there. But while, before the end comes, we are worried about this. We got enmeshed with all the characters that are there. And we feel worried about it. We feel sad, sometimes we feel elated, sometimes this, that and all that. Not knowing the end result, but he knows the end result. So that's why he says, don't worry, be happy. It's not an injunction, but it's a comfort that he has given us.